at 7:49. So yesterday we were talking about the Sunshine Sheilas, which is something Dave and I did years ago when we were teenagers on Radio 1.
We were reminiscing about classic material from a time, you know, days gone by.
And Allard is a prude, and which is ironic because in real life he's pretty much a pervert. And he... Allard, you're meant to defend yourself.
Not I'm defending it.
Not
Allard,
smile.
Not Allard, just smile and give it. Allard, just smile and give a cheeky wink.
BBC kind of never lies.
Right, okay.
Helping you,
Chris, I would have a go at that, but I won't. And so yesterday we had a big discussion about the Sunshine Sheila song. You know, Big Boss Ben was texting me saying, just play it, play it. What's wrong with your man?
He grow can, a set. He can believe you were holding
man
back
up, you
it.
Girl, I think. Yeah. Was,
he said there was a problem with his text when he came into the morning meeting, but I don't know. And he also said, remember the golden rule, just play it.
If in doubt, play it.
It's always better to ask for forgiveness rather than permission.
Yeah.
Is it that way around? I think so.
Right. That's changed, by the way.
Oh, is it now the opposite of that?
Yeah, apparently so. So that was that. So I challenged Tina and Allard, who were mortally offended and wounded by such cheeky words as boobies, to come up with a song which they thought was, you know, PC.
Yeah. Respectful to all. Yeah, I think respect is the key word here.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Would you like to hear a bit of the Sunshine Sheila song again, by the way, to remind you of how good it was?
Yeah.
Right.
As every man knows, when the sun comes out, so do the Sunshine Sheilas. When the sun comes out and starts to shine, and your skin, it starts to burn. All the ladies look so lovely with their sexy...
No!
...and fun.
There you are, right. And as Reese said, can they be wobbly and firm? The answer is, of course, yes.
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think there's a middle ground in that debate.
So, Allard and Tina, I'm going to hand Radio 1 over to the pair of you.
Press play.
Oh, press play. Oh,
Cart 1.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
No. When the sun shines, statistically we wear less clothes. It just keep us comfortable.
Right, go on. Let me stop. Have you rehearsed this?
Yes
we have.
You really have?
Yes.
Do you deliberately sing slightly a second apart from each other? Or are you meant to sing together?
Tina's live by satellite during this.
She does sound like she's a second behind.
It's meant to be together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we go for it again?
Yeah.
This is going to be brutal.
Go.
When the sun shines. Statistically, we wear less clothes. It's just to keep us comfortable, everyone knows. Men in their shorts or ladies in a summer dress deserve equal rights and equal respect.
Don't say this the wrong way, but it's a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, but
PC
stuff is boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
By its nature.
Everyone's happy, no one's offended, but there's no humour.
I could make up a song now on the spot over any theme tune.
Oh, I know.
And make it funnier.
Yeah, I know.
You pick a theme tune, Dom.
A theme tune?
Yep, and Dave, you pick a subject.
Okay.
Play Your Cards Right.
Play
would
Your
be
Cards
a
Right.
Good theme
That's
tune.
Not a problem, I can do that.
That one.
Dave?
Pork and Leek Sausages.
Pork and Leek Sausages, all right. Pork and leek, they're really unique. Sausages, yum yum. Take it now and put it in your mouth. Feel the taste of the pork and leek, down your throat. Pork and leek, they're really, really nice. I got one in my hand, and I'll stick it right in your mouth. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's 7:53.
Okay, fine. I don't feel like doing anything. We've had some complaints through that we need to address.
Why?
And Allard
Why?
Has picked, well, Tina, people were just offended by what they heard. Mm. They thought it was childish.
I would, on behalf of the BBC, would like to apologise for offending our listeners.
They were offended because your PC song was boring.
Mm. Well, we talked about equal rights and equal respect.
But it's boring.
Stephen Cornwall said it was boring. Mark in Essex was offended because we glorified Northerners by playing the Emmerdale theme. Emma felt offended because she's female and doesn't like to wear a summer dress. And we were making assumptions.
Sorry.
Jacob was offended because he wanted to hear about boobies and thought that we were offensive by not talking about them.
We apologise.
You've offended me by not talking about what I wanted you to talk about.
The sun's out, I want to talk boobs.
The fact that you didn't say anything has offended me.
Apologies to Tom in Sheffield, who said it offended his ears. And
his years?
Years.
Years.
His ears?
Years.
Ears.
Oh, ears.
Ears.
Ears. You know, the things on the side of your head.
Ears.
Oh, as opposed to 12 months.
Yeah.
That's not
years.
It's fine.
Years.
An apology to Jeff in Aberdeen, who has said he'll never get those few seconds of his life back.
Wow.
So sorry for
there's
that.
There's been a lot worse on this show, Jeff.
Oh, there's been significantly worse.
Oh, my God. You not hear Dominic's game yesterday? Well, half an hour.
Oh, talking of which, I have a game today as well.
I know you do. Mm. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. Tina, what did you want to say?
I'm offended that people are offended.
Really?
Yeah.
So now do you want people to text in and apologise to you?
Yes, I do.
For maybe them causing you offence by saying that you'd cause them offence?
Yeah, I'm offended.
This could just go on forever. Right, 8119, if you'd like to apologise to Tina and Alad.
Yes, please.
Okay, please send your text in apologising for being offensive.
I'm hurt by your comments.
Wow. Dom, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fairly offended, if I'm honest.
James from Reading, and many other people have pointed out, well, hold on one second, you just played a song by Bruno Mars about having sex and walking around completely in the nude, but you can't say boobies? I know. They've banned us, and if we say the word boobies, we could be taken off the air. You mark my words, I bet you any money we're not on tomorrow.
Is it a booby gagging order?
If there was, please stop saying it.
Okay. I'm only kidding.
What? Which word?
Gagging order.
Right. You can't say that.
But
no. No. Do you know what that'd be great? If somebody did actually get gagged. I come on the radio on Tuesday and go, I'm sorry, I've just been on Tuesday. They were texting in going, what are you saying? Hang on. People are going,
pardon?
There you go.